Ray Bader Show, 1007. Martina McBride, do you hear what I hear? Jason playing Christmas classic cuts. All the way up to, that you and I go on this vacation binge. Are you here, you're here through the 23rd, right? I am not. I'm gone that whole week. Gone starting Monday. Then you're gone and the whole world's gone, pretty much. I don't know who's going to be running into Jorant at that point. I don't know. Maybe it'll autopilot. Maybe Jeff Bezos of Amazon has some type of radio drone that can just run the whole schmear. You're right, Martina McBride does sing that beautifully. Absolutely. All right. I've got a lot of things I want to get into in this hour, and a lot of them concern Governor Scott Walker. Some is going to include some very tough love, because it's time. We need to talk. We're going to get to that in just a few moments. Actually, there's a few things I want to get to concerning the governor. First, this. I've been saying what the hell on the show a lot lately, but what the hell? Sorry over there, Jason. What the hell? Authorities say a former teacher's aide at Appleton West High School admits to having sex with a student. 44-year-old Laura Bates is charged with sexual assault of a student by a school staff member. Bates is accused of having sex with the 17-year-old special education student at Bates's home in the town of Chilton. According to a criminal complaint, Bates resigned after being questioned by police and had been employed by the district for 3 years. Investigators say the victim and Bates developed a relationship beyond that of a normal teacher-student over the past year. That certainly seems self-evident. Bates told authorities she loved the boy and it turned sexual in November. She had also indicated that he possibly was her soulmate. District Attorney Nicholas Bowles told Fox 11 News Television here in Green Bay. Where are these women coming from? So insecure, so emotionally unstable, that a 44-year-old woman falls in love with a 17-year-old boy. How does that happen? And apparently a special needs boy at that. He's my soulmate. Really? He's your soulmate. Let's see, you were 27 when he was born. I mean, this is just... We need a big voice. What the hell? By the way, I have actually read a lot on these, where there is a profile. There's an actual profile of the type of woman who actually thinks they're in love with a 17-year-old or a 16-year-old, that the Mary Kay Letourneau profile. It's a pathology. I don't know what else to call it. Where they become convinced they're in love with this kid. And take this, for instance. Obviously, this romantic relationship, if the facts are right here, developed before the sexual one. It's mind-boggling. And I don't know if it's growing in frequency, but it certainly seems to be. All right, there is a lot of people asking a question these days. Something has gone missing. And people are wondering where it is. It is the Native American mascot bill. Governor Walker has done nothing with it. The Native American mascot bill, as you likely know, if you listen to this or any other conservative talk show in Wisconsin, changes a ridiculous law that Democrats passed. And here's why it's ridiculous. Let me be clear on what my real opposition is here. Democrats passed a bill which is a de facto ban on Native American mascots in Wisconsin and pretended that it was a fair process by which to judge whether those mascots are offensive. It was no such thing. By its very design, once there's a complaint filed about a mascot, It's done. That's it. There is no way you're going to keep that mascot, and we all know that. It's a kangaroo court. You have to prove the mascot isn't offensive. It takes just one person to complain. Among other things, this bill that Republicans passed and put on Scott Walker's desk would require an equivalent of 10% of the student population to complain, and then it would be an actual process where the complainant would have to prove that it's offensive, not the other way around. Not that the district that the accused would have to prove they're innocent, which isn't the way things work in America. Scott Walker just doesn't seem to know what to do with this. Here's where things stand. The governor has not asked for the bill to be messaged from the assembly. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss's office told Right Wisconsin that unless the governor asks for the bill sooner, the mascot legislation will be sent to the governor's office on December 12th. That's a week from tomorrow. The governor will then have until December 19th to sign the bill into law or issue a veto. If he does nothing, it just happens. Now, he also told, the Daily Beast, he said, "I have nothing to do with the Native American mascot fight." He also told the Daily Beast that he would have preferred a law that just repealed the Democratic law and the Democrats' law and left it up to local school districts. Return it completely to local control. Don't replace that piece of junk that Democrats passed. Just repeal it. That would have been his preference. That didn't happen. I have a feeling he just doesn't feel like he can. He feels that he loses no matter what he does here. But I don't think just leaving it lapse into law is necessarily a good idea. I think he can easily do this again by saying, look, the existing process isn't fair. I wish Republicans had repealed it, but they didn't. They passed what he calls a weird hybrid. He should sign it. Robin Voss also told Charlie Sykes that he thinks the governor is going to sign it. If he does nothing, it becomes law. If he does nothing, it just lapses, if you will, into law. That's what happens. I think that would be a mistake. I think there's an outside chance he'll veto it. I think that would be a huge mistake. What I guess is going to happen, I don't know that I'll be bold enough to predict it, but I'm guessing he's going to do is not sign it and let it become law. I would not do that. Because, again, he can stand on principle on this. It's there. You got to deal with it. You can't duck it. And you don't even have to directly address the mascot issue. Now, here's a wild card, and a listener threw this out to me, not quite in this form, but I got to thinking about this after a listener brought in just the whole tribal gaming thing. Right now, Scott Walker is trying to convince a whole bunch of tribes to go along with the Menominee Tribe's Kenosha Casino. Is this a point where he doesn't want to pee any of them off? Because, as my listener pointed out, he's worried more about job creation than this thing. Well, does that mean he would veto this? He might. I think Robin Voss is wrong. I don't think he's going to sign it. I think he either lets it lapse into law, as I call it, or he vetoes it. I just think it's a mistake because this is about what's right, and he could easily do that. There is another article out there today. Nate Cohn, writing of the New Republic, actually it was earlier this week, he's another writer making the case that Scott Walker could be the 2016 candidate that reunites the GOP. I find this a fascinating thesis. A number of people have offered it, that he could be the great uniter, which is interesting because he is seen as the most polarizing governor in Wisconsin history and perhaps the most polarizing governor in the nation's history. But on the national stage, he is seen as a uniter. Because he's not the bombastic personality of Chris Christie. He's not the moderate of Chris Christie. And so on. He is seen as a more straight down the line conservative who can appeal across the aisle. I find that interesting because that hasn't happened in Wisconsin. Wisconsin is absolutely split. Yet the perception outside of Wisconsin is that he can be this big tent Republican. I find that very interesting because that's not what has happened here. But because of his demeanor, because of his temperament, and because of his intellect, he is seen as one who can accomplish that. I don't know. He hasn't accomplished it here. But he is seen as one, as kind of the Reagan big tent Republican. I don't know whether that's true or not, but I know that there is something that Scott Walker needs to fix. There's a very embarrassing story in the news right now to the governor, and I want to address it. In 5 minutes, it's 10:18.
Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.